Happy International Podcast Day! Yay! I'm starting this specific episode on a very high note because I have big news, guys. I have big news. Address me as multi-award winning podcaster. Ask about me, guys. Ask about me. So, guys, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to announce that I won my second APVA award, bro. You remember, like, a few months ago, when I was telling you guys to vote for me. I'd been nominated in the podcast, in the African Podcast and Voice Awards, podcast out of their category. And you guys, you came through for real. Y'all are the real MVPs. The speakers, y'all are the real MVPs. And I'm just here to say, shout out to each and everyone out there who voted for me, who supported me, who listens to my podcast, bro. I am because you are. So I won. Address me as multi award winning podcaster. Ask about me. But anyway, guys, I'm so happy. Anyway, let me start this episode. This is episode what? I even forgot. Hi guys, welcome to a new episode of The Unspoken Podcast. If you're new here, if you're just listening to this noisemaker for the first time, my name is Awino Awiti, the host of this podcast. This is episode 83. Road to 100 episodes, 17 more to go. So welcome to this new episode. And this episode is just, man, it's just an appreciation episode. It's just like, it's a special episode, honestly. It's a special episode because I'm recording this on a special day. Today is 30th September, which is International Podcast Day. If you didn't know that, now you know. So I'm recording this. Actually, it's like 6 a.m., bro. And it's 30th September on a cold, very cold Monday morning. And yeah, so happy International Podcast Day to all podcasters out there. And yeah, I don't know, what do people do on podcast day though? Oh yeah, there's like an event I'm going to attend for podcasters. Yeah. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, you guys, you showed up and showed out for real. You guys showed up and showed out for me for real. Yani, tamalenos na poteni rasujini anzi wapi. I am so happy. So the APV Award ceremony was on Saturday, and girl, if I do say, it was a nice event. Man, shout out to APVA, shout out to AfriPods, the headline sponsor of APVA, and a big shout out to Baraza Media Lab, yo. A big shout out to Baraza Media Lab. Baraza Media Lab gave us trophies, the winners. I'm even staring at it right now, and it's insane. It's insane, and it's so beautiful. Like, it's so beautiful, and it's an honor. It's an honor to be on this platform. Honestly, I do not take it for granted. It's an honor to win this award. I'm saying that because I'm holding it in my hand, because you guys can see I'm holding it on my hand right now, and it's an honor. I'm really humbled. I appreciate all these milestones, all these wins. Honestly, I do not take anything for granted. I do not. I am super happy. I'm super grateful for each and everyone who has supported me this far. Bro, I remember when I was starting back in 2020, I didn't think, not even for a second, I never thought that I would get to this point. Winning continental awards, bro. It's crazy. So I even had, there was a caption, let me read it for you. When I was posting yesterday about this award, I saw a caption that really resonated to me. Like, this isn't just a trophy. It's a story of persistence, man. This isn't just a trophy. It's a story of persistence. I'll be looking at this trophy daily, each and every day, and I'll be thinking, yeah, this is where consistency got me. This is where consistency got me. This is where consistency can get you. This is what showing up looks like, man. This is what showing up looks like, no matter what. This is what showing up looks like. This is what, like, pushing yourself. This is what being the best version of yourself looks like, man. This is what hard work gets you. So I'm super happy. I'm super proud of myself. Yani dem wakisum. Okay. Demwa kisumu manze. That day I was so happy, yani. I was like, a girl from Kisumu. Demwa nyakati. Jimo is a girl from Kisumu. won this award, came all the way from Kisumu and bagged this Continental Award second year in a row. The second year in a row. Underline that. Underline that. Because what I've actually learned is that it's easy to be at the top. Yeah, it's easy. Everyone, you can get to the top. It's easy to get to the top, but staying at the top, now that's the hard part. That's the hard part. Staying at the top, oh, that's like being a, like defending, like you're a defending champion, defending your crown, like staying at the top, year in, year out. Now that's real hard work. Now that's the difficult task. And just winning this award second year in a row means everything to me. It means everything to me. It means that what I'm actually doing means something. It means something. It means that not only is Kenya listening, not only is Kisumu listening, Africa is listening, and the world is listening. So, man, super happy, super proud of myself, super humbled. I don't take it for granted. And super, super grateful to God. Super happy. Super. Thank you, God, man. Thank you, God, for all these opportunities. Thank you for placing my rooms in like, thank you for placing my names in rooms, in places that I never even thought would be possible. So, my beautiful, and this award is so beautiful. I think I'm going to put it as the cover of this episode because this is one special episode. Honestly, you guys, I was so scared. I thought the first time I was scared, last year when I was nominated, I was scared about losing, winning and whatnot. But this year, oh, I was double. I was twice as scared as I was last year because I was like, oh my God. What if I lose? And I won last year. It's even worse. I was so scared. Like, what if I lose? And I was there. And I look on the Menda show. I was like, what if I lose? Like, I'll be so embarrassed. Like, I won last year. Then I lost this year. Okay. It was like, for me, it would be a big deal for me. But of course, I know you win some, you lose them. You win some, you lose some. But I was so scared of, like, I won last year. And then this year, I didn't win. And then I'm like, okay. That's okay. I was overthinking because, of course, I'm an overthinker. I was like, does that mean that I didn't, like, push myself as hard as I did last year? Okay. I was just having a lot of intrusive thoughts when the show was going on. By the way, if you want to see the full behind the scenes of the whole show, I'm gonna post it on YouTube. The show is just like 2 days ago, so I just need to like edit it, but it's gonna be out this week. So check out my YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE. Y'all ain't ready. Check out the full award ceremony, my, and everything, how I celebrated, my whole speech, everything, and how I was like congratulated by so many people. So yeah, just check it out. Tune in on YouTube. Subscribe if you don't wanna miss that video. I'm gonna upload it this week. For sure. Yeah. So Kisumu to the world, man. Demwa Kisumu to the world. Manziwa Kisumu to the world. A girl from Nyakach to the world. Unspoken to the fucking world, man. Unspoken podcast. From here, it's all the way up, man. All the way. Nothing can stop me. It's all the way up. It's all the way up. This is just like, this is the motivation. Of course, I know we don't do this for awards. Definitely, we don't do this for awards. And if I we don't, of course, we don't do this for awards. If I was doing this for awards, I would have given up a long time ago. So we don't do this for awards, but just being recognized for your work, it's the greatest motivation I need. It's like it means that all those late nights, you guys always, if you listen to this podcast, if you're an OG, you know how I'm always recording this podcast at odd hours, like 3 a.m. Endless editing hours at night, like 4 a.m. editing and editing again. Like, it's a hard work. Looking for guests, you guys, that Unspoken Story, the series that you're listening to, that is lots of work, like sleepless nights, because it's not easy putting up that series. Just having those guests and then putting up the audio and then editing it and then, oh, and then just, in fact, the cost itself, it's expensive because I have to travel to get to. To record those podcasts, it's not easy. So just being recognized for this hard work, being recognized for those sleepless nights, it means something, man. It means something. And if this is not even a motivation, if you're listening to this and this isn't a motivation to you, bro, I don't know what is. Let me be your inspiration. Let me be your inspiration, because me, I'm just a normal person like you. I am a normal girl like you who came from, wait, who came from Kisumu, and I know you guys, you know how difficult it is to be a creative in Kisumu, to be an artist in Kisumu, to be an artist or a creative who doesn't come from Nairobi, because you know Kisumu is slow. And of course you can't compare Kisumu to Nairobi because Nairobi is the capital city. So yeah, Kisumu is slower, and I think like being a creative from Kisumu, you have to work twice as hard for people to even know who you are, for people to even like your content. And I know like I know my Luo people, it takes a while for them to adapt to something. It takes a while. Even when I was starting this podcasting thing, bro, I used to tell someone, I'm a podcaster, listen to my podcast, and they'll be like, okay, what's a podcast? Eh? Yoni nini? Ati, yoni broadcast? Unafanya broadcast? They do not, like, of course not all of them, but most of the people. Well, when I was starting out, that is, I used to go and, I remember when I was doing my first event, was it 2021 or 2022? Yeah, 2022, I think, when I cleared campus. There was an event I was organizing. I was planning on going to my former high school, Kisumu Girls. Yeah, I was doing my alma mater. And then, now I was looking for sponsors, brands, and companies that I could partner with me. And then, yes, maybe sponsor me, perhaps. What was I thinking, bruh? So I would walk into these companies. I have my whole proposal, and then I would pitch, man. I would pitch and pitch so enthusiastic. And then after doing all that, after giving my best presentation, the person would ask me, so e podcast nini? So what is a podcast? I would now have to start explaining what a podcast is, and then start explaining what Unspoken Podcast is about, and start explaining why I'm doing this event and how it's gonna benefit. Oh my gosh, it was crazy. I feel like, I don't know, when I was at this award, not to just toot my horn, but this is the truth. I remember last year, the APVA, yeah, when I was attending the ceremony, Ben Psycho, if you know Ben Psycho from Joyride, he was at the panel, and then I was asking this question, how I'm struggling, I'm a podcaster from Kisumu, I'm struggling to even, because people don't even know what a podcast is. So I feel like I'm at the wrong place, I'm doing the wrong thing, like, what the heck, I should just give up. And then Beseko was like, you're a pioneer, Brian, just know that, you are a pioneer, you're a trailblazer, you're forging a path for other people, and then other people, they're like, I'm gonna, like, what do they say, what is it, I'm running so that the others coming behind me can walk. Does that make sense? But anyway, that's just what he told me. So I'm just thinking about it right now and thinking, like, if I had given up because people don't know what a podcast is, and if I'd given up because I felt like I'm from Kisumu, I'm not gonna, like, make it because you're from Kisumu. When I started out, like, there were, like, how many podcasts in Kisumu? But then I'm the first podcaster from Maseno. So just think about that. When I was starting out, there were, like, a few podcasts in Kisumu, and, like, people didn't even know what podcasting is. But me, I just did it. If I'd given up and thought, like, okay, what I'm doing just wastes time, and then what I'm just doing is wasting time, like, no one even knows what a podcast is. If I'd listened to those intrusive thoughts, I wouldn't have been here right now. So what I'm just trying to say, channel the Lupita in you when she said, your dreams are valid no matter where you come from. That thing is true. If I would just have said, like, okay, me, I'm just from Kisumu. Kisumu art, I sell. Art doesn't sell in Kisumu. I have to come to Nairobi to make it. Like, if I hadn't started where I was, and if I hadn't pushed myself, I don't think I would be here right now. I wouldn't be recognized for this continental. I'm not talking Kenya, bro. We ain't talking Kenya. We ain't talking Kisumu. Africa. Continental award. Mama, I made it, man. Mama, I fucking made it. Come see your girl. Anyway, guys, I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy. So this is a special random episode, just me here thanking each and every one of you who supports me. Honestly, I look forward to, if you listen to this podcast, and even if you have my WhatsApp number, if you have my contact, or you follow me on social media, on Instagram especially, you will know that I look for votes. I don't fumble. I don't, like, take opportunities. And this, whether this goes back to taking up, like, grabbing opportunities with your full hands, like grabbing, using opportunities to your full extent. I always say this every time. Use, if you get an opportunity, bro, anguka na yo, bana. Ukipata opportunity, bana, anguka na yo. Anguka na yo opportunity. If you get an opportunity, go with it. You might just not know. If you get an opportunity, go with it. You might just know, like you might not know where. Yako utapenya wapi. Ujui tu, ujui nyota yako iko wapi. You go with that opportunity. Don't, like, until you get an opportunity and you just sit on it. Ah. Do not. Even me, like when I was nominated, I was like, I used this opportunity to let people know about my podcast, to let Africa know about my podcast. And being nominated in this category, I was like nominated with other African countries. I think I was the only, we are Kenyan, two Kenyan podcasts. And then we nominated like people from Zambia, Nigeria, South Africa. So now I got to know about those other podcasters from those other countries. And then them also, they knew about my podcast from Kenya. So like, I used this opportunity to the fullest. I was like, if I win or not, bana, people are going to know I'm an award nominee. And I'm going to use this nomination to push my podcast, to push my brand. And I'm seeing, yeah, it worked. So you guys, take this from me. Grab opportunities. Use them. If you get, usikali, anguka nayo, bro. Anguka nayo. Anyway, I don't know if I'm gonna end that episode here, because yo, mean kaza konge, I'm so happy, super happy, and I feel like I'm rapping. I'm a yapper, in fact. I am a yapper. I will yap and yap. I can talk all day, but today is a good day. And thank God my voice is back, because yo, yesterday I was struggling. I had my eye, I don't know, my eye got an infection. I don't know when. When I lashes gone wrong, my eye was so painful yesterday. I mean, it was so painful, and then I lost my voice due to kupiga nduru sherehe after queen. Anyway, but I'm glad my voice is back. So yeah, dreams come true, guys. Okay, I'm not saying my dreams have come true, but some of them have come true. I can't even lie. Kitu na Mungu akikufanyia, say it, man. Be proud. Like, fit nini, be proud of yourself. Don't hide your wins. Me, I'm just here to say God has come through for me. And winning this award, the second year in a row, that's a dream come true. That's a dream come true. That's something I never thought I could do. I never thought that someone like me would achieve something like that, honestly. I never thought in my wildest dreams I could. So me winning this, man, that's a dream come true. And I'm here to tell you guys, yo, dreams do come true, man. No matter where you're from, do not even let that limit you. In fact, on your identity, on your identity. One thing about me, I think finding myself has, like, it has led to the success of my podcast. It is one of the reasons my podcast has become successful, because finding myself, finding my authentic self, it has led to that. Because I talked about this. I don't know where did I talk about this though. I don't remember. I was saying how, someone asked me, what is one of the challenges you faced? In fact, one of the biggest challenges you faced as a podcaster. And for me, my biggest challenge, the biggest challenge I have faced, I said, the biggest challenge I have faced as a podcaster is finding my own identity. That was something I used to struggle with, especially when I was starting out this podcast. I was like confused. You know, it's one thing to be a podcaster, and it's one thing to run a podcast the right way, to run a podcast good. You know, you can just be a podcaster, you can just be a podcaster or a content creator, anything. Let me talk about, for this context, I'm talking about podcast. You can just be a podcaster and you just show up every day. You're consistent, you're just showing up every day, you are recording every week, you're uploading, you're consistent, but you actually, like, you know, you can do something, but you actually don't know what you're really doing. It doesn't make sense, because I was that person for like 2 years when I started, 2020, 2020, 2021, 2022. I didn't know my identity. I didn't know who I am. I did not, honestly, I didn't. And I was lost. Even if you listen to those podcasts, those first episodes, you will know that. I was struggling a lot, and those are the things that led me to here. So I think that's the biggest struggle, the biggest challenge I really struggled with, finding my own identity, finding my own voice. And once I hacked that, I knew what I was doing. I knew the direction that I wanted to go, and I knew what I was doing. So in what you're doing. Find your identity. Because when I was when I was starting out, I felt like I wanted to be like other podcasters. I wanted to sound like other podcasters. I would listen to this UK podcast, US podcast, these podcasters that I look up to, these even Nairobi podcasts, people from Nairobi. Who are these? Kina TMI and Jules. I wanted to sound like those ladies. Honestly, I really did. I wanted to sound like them. I would listen to them. I would admire them. I would even sometimes even copy their content. I'm like, okay, so this is what they're talking about. I should even talk about this. But no, that wasn't my story. That was not even what I was passionate about. I had to find my own voice. I had to find my own identity. And more, honestly, that's the best thing I did. So, yep. So this is just a journey of self-realization, man. Yo, I'm excited for this journey. We're still pushing. So honestly, thank you to all the speakers. Najua umechoka na mimi. I'm always like, vote for me, not APVA, not Pulse. Umechoka na mimi. And you guys, I know we are like, kwani udem anajenangaje, but I just have to push myself out there. I can't just sleep on an opportunity. You have to keep chasing. You stay chasing. Osmanga, never settle. Never settle. Ati, you win something and like now you're in your comfort zone. If I won last year, I was like, maybe if I won last year, if I do, of course, I won last year. If I won last year, and then maybe I would be like, oh, okay, so I won that award. I won the award last year. So that's enough. Like, I'm in my comfort zone. Like, me, may make it. I won last year. What are you talking about? But in this creative industry, in fact, as an artist, you have to show up every year. Like, people, your name, your brand has to be in people's names. You have to wag tongues for you to be consistent, like for you to go with the trend. That's how it works. Because once you settle and you're like, okay, me, I made it. I won an award last year. I made it. I'm good. I'm comfortable. People are going to forget about you. People are going to forget. Like, you have to be consistent. You have to consistently show up. So, yeah, never settle. Never settle. When it comes to your dreams, bro, go hard. Never settle. Go hard. Keep chasing. Stay hungry. Stay hungry. Be hungry. Stay hungry. Never settle. I think I'm going to end that episode here. Because mudomo nilipewa. Mudomo tu hivi. Mudomo nae niliko nayo. So I can talk. I can yap here. But I hope what I'm just saying, as if this episode doesn't inspire you, I don't know what episode can inspire you. If this has not inspired you, if you are an avid listener of this podcast, you know how this means a lot to me. You know where I come from. And for those people who know me like really closely, my close friends, people from Kisumu, some guys where I studied with in Maseno, my classmates, those who know my journey, they know how this is important to me. They really know where I've come from. That's why, but thank you. Oh man, I forgot to say thank you to everyone who has sent me like all the congratulatory messages. Yo, there were so many, so I don't take them for granted. I am humbled. Thank you for voting for me. I wouldn't have done this. I couldn't have won this award without you guys, without your support. So thank you so much. Anyway, allow me to love and leave you, and I hope this episode ignites something in you. I hope it does. Because from here now, this is now a continental award, okay? This is Africa. From Africa now to the world, yeah? Africa to the world. It's Kisumu to the world, Unspoken to the world, Africa to the world now. From here, it's now world. Are there like world awards? Okay, it's not just about the awards, but it's just about taking over the world. It's time for the world to listen now. We now have the confirmation. Africa is listening. But now, the world. It's time for the world to listen. So, I'm super happy. I'm super grateful. I'm super honored. And from here, it's all the way up, man. It's all the way up. Anyway, thank you for listening. And like I said, go hard. Go hard. Never settle. Stay hungry. And I'll see you guys on the next episode. Adios and happy International Podcast Day.